there, Disturbed Ones. Guilty Pleasures here with your Disturbed Morbus Rising podcast for October 23rd, 2011. Well, that old dude Harold Camping predicted the end of the world again. The world was supposed to end, according to him, on Friday, October 21st. And guess what? It didn't happen because we're all still here. But I don't care what his excuse was this time. I read somewhere that he has predicted the end of the world 12 times now, and each time he's been wrong. And he's probably not done predicting the end of the world. But that's neither here nor there, because he's not what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about all kinds of fun stuff. Topless pool party, anyone? I feel fine. Speaking about that topless pool party, members of Disturbed were at the 48 Hours Festival in Las Vegas on the 15th and 16th of October. And David was hosting two parties. One was an after party, and the other one was a topless pool party. Someone on Twitter asked David if Lena was going to be topless at the topless pool party, and he said, no, that's only for him. But then he also told somebody else that he himself was topless at the topless pool party. Well, let's put it this way. I'd rather see David Draymond topless than some of these silicone-enhanced babes any day. What about you? At a pre-party at the House of Blues in Las Vegas for the 48 Hours Festival, David joined Steel Panther on stage to sing Led Zeppelin's Whole Lot of Love and Def Leppard's Pour Some Sugar on Me. I watched the videos, and he sounds pretty damn good on both songs. Maybe one of those will be the next cover they do for their next album. What do you think? Danny spoke with Billboard.com recently about The Lost Children and about his plans for the hiatus. He says you shouldn't consider the tracks on The Lost Children a lesser quality than the stuff on the five albums they've already put out. He says, to us, B-sides don't necessarily mean these are your worst songs and they didn't make the album. A lot of our favorite songs have been left off the albums for the purpose of hoping they'd see the light of day, find the right soundtrack, or a sporting event, or something where people would have a chance to get familiar with them. We've had a lot of moments where we'd be like, oh man, I wish we'd left that one on so we could play it now. So this gives us a chance to get some of those songs out there, and hopefully fans will find favorites on there for themselves. And Dan also talks about going to concerts again and being out in the crowd as opposed to being at the side of the stage. And it makes him remember what it was like to be a fan, what it was like to wish he were the guy on stage performing. And he hopes that that inspires him for future projects with Disturbed. He's not looking to start a new band or anything like that. And also, Danny has resumed the piano lessons he started before the recording for Asylum consumed his life. So, and he's also reiterated what David has said, is that they didn't go on hiatus because of any bad blood between the band members. It was just time to take a break. Halloween is almost upon us, and the good folks who run DisturbedOne.com have a contest for us. Dress up as the guy for Halloween, have someone take your picture, post that picture to Disturbed's Facebook page before November 1st, and if you're one of the four best, you could win a 10,000 fist guitar signed by Todd McFarlane, who's the dude who brought the guy to life. Instead of just being the weird face, this is the guy who brought him to two-dimensional life, at least. So if you think you got what it takes and you can do a good the guy impression, go for it. Knock yourselves out. I'd love it if somebody from Morbus Rising would win. That would be awesome. And also, as long as I'm talking about contests and things like that, over on revolvermag.com, there is a new poll. They want to know who the hottest dude in hard rock and metal is. And guess what? David and Danny are both included. And so you need to go over to revolvermag.com and vote your little heart out. I mean, it can't just be me, Don Cato, and Disturbed One for Eternity doing all the voting here. Come on, we need some help. So go over there, vote for David and Danny, or David or Danny, or... Ah, hell, you decide who to vote for. I'd love to see either one or both of them win. So get on it! You know, I've noticed as I've gotten older that I really suck at remembering people's birthdays. I never used to be like that. I remembered everybody's birthdays. Nobody remembered mine, but I remembered everybody else's. And now I'm forgetting some, and people still don't know when my birthday is. I'll give you a hint. It's in February. All right. Having said that, I would like to wish happy belated birthdays to Croax, whose birthday was October 2nd, and Ravensclaw, whose birthday was just this past Thursday on October 20th. Happy belated birthday to both of you gentlemen, and thank you for everything you do for Morbus Rising. You say it wouldn't be the place it is without us, the fans, but it wouldn't have existed without somebody starting it, and that's where you guys have my endearing gratitude. So, I hope your birthdays were special days. Did I miss something that you think I should have covered in this podcast? Did you know that you can send links about the band to me by Twitter, email, or Facebook, and the addies are below the players, and if I use what you contribute, I will mention you by name. Sound fair? That's all for the podcast this time, Disturbed Ones. I'm Guilty Pleasures, and we are
Disturbed Morbus Rising.